Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm your co-host, Christian McRae. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, December 7th.
On December 6th, students that were part of the Quinnipiac Polling Signature Experience presented their research in a poster session in CCE 101. See pictures from the event in this week's issue.
Quinnipiac University has agreed to a $2.5 million lawsuit filed by two former students. Former Quinnipiac students Zoe Metzner and Dominique Ravino filed the suit seeking refunds for tuition and other expenses as a result of the school's shift to online learning in March 2020. They allege Quinnipiac breached a contractual agreement to provide an in-person educational experience when it transitioned to remote learning. Editor-in-Chief Melina Khan has the story.
Quinnipiac University sports events are giving fans a new reason to cheer from the stands. Bobcat Rewards, a mobile app that allows students to receive points for checking in at all Quinnipiac games, launched on August 17th. Collect enough points and you can go home with a variety of prizes, including team merchandise and unique experiences, according to the Athletics website. The app was created by Quinnipiac Athletics Assistant Director of Marketing and Fan Engagement, Alex Goyette, to incentivize student turnout. But it can also be used for other campus events, like the quad lighting on November 29th, where students receive 10 points just for checking in.
Quinnipiac University faculty members led a discussion on the spectrum of biological sex at a presentation hosted by the College of Arts and Sciences Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee on November 29th. One of these faculty members was Jamie Ullinger, a professor of anthropology and co-director of Quinnipiac's Bioanthropology Research Institute. She led a seminar called Biological Sex is a Spectrum, where the meeting examined the social construction of biological sex as a binary. Ullinger believes that biological sex is not as simple as some suggest, and that there are numerous factors that play a part in how someone identifies themselves biologically in terms of sex.
Quinnipiac University libraries will no longer offer full access to academic articles starting January 1st. The change was made in an effort to cut costs, as the school currently pays $130,000 annually to academic reference publisher Sage Journals. Instead, the library has selected 50 out of the 300 journals owned by Sage to hold on to, which will cut expenses by almost 50%. If the Bobcat community can't find the research they need, they can make a request through the interlibrary loan to obtain unowned materials for free.
In arts and life, junior film, television, and media arts major Chris Marco's friendship with Quinnipiac men's basketball redshirt senior guard Savion Lewis has culminated in the creation of Walk by Faith. Walk by Faith is a full-length documentary showcasing the behind-the-scenes of Lewis' offseason recovery and how his religion guided him through it all. Read more of the feature on Lewis in this week's issue.
Looking for a good movie to watch over winter break? The Chronicle's editorial board has you covered with a list of their favorite films released this year. Don't Worry Darling, The Batman, Turning Red, and Top Gun Maverick are just a few of the most popular picks, but you can check out the rest of the list in this week's issue.
Nas and 21 Savage seem to have turned their attention into art after releasing a collaboration song, One Mic, One Gun, after 21 Savage called Nas irrelevant. 21 Savage would later attempt to retract his statement in a tweet insinuating that he was misquoted and people were taking his statement out of context. Nas is notorious for squashing beef with other rappers, including Tupac and Jay-Z. Staff writer Michael Petito believes that this is a step in the right direction for the rap industry due to the amount of feuds that still continue.
Staff writer Ashley Pelletier says Disney Plus is finally living up to its potential with its new series, Andor. The show, which is the latest addition to the Star Wars franchise, acts as a prequel to the film Rogue One from 2016. Over the course of 12 episodes, fans follow Cassian Andor as he transforms into a rebel leader and are provided a closer look at how evil the Empire truly is. Pelletier applauds the cast's stellar performance and calls Andor a work of art.
Netflix released its new original series Wednesday on November 23rd, and staff writer Casey Wiederhold just had to review it. The series stars Jenna Ortega, who modernizes the role of Wednesday Addams while still keeping the character's gothic flair. Although some of the plot lines were predictable, Wiederhold highly recommends the show.
Quinnipiac University's Latino Cultural Society held its first annual Noche de Baile on December 3rd, and digital managing editor Dan Pasapera caught it all on camera. If you missed the night dedicated to fashion and music with Latin flair, check it out in this week's issue. Brockhampton released its final album, The Family, on November 17th. And as the band's era comes to a close, staff writer Xavier Cullen questions how they should be remembered. The rap group, which was known for its perfect synergy, quickly fell apart after member Amir Van was accused of various abuse and rape allegations in 2018, and was consequently kicked out of the band. The Family features only one member, Kevin Abstract, as he reveals the drama from the last 6 years, touching on themes of loneliness, separation, and regret. And while Brockhampton is now history, Cullen says the band should be remembered not only for how it died, but also for how it lived.
With the announcement that Funny Girl was returning to Broadway, there was major speculation about casting. Fans wondered who would play the lead role of Fanny Bryce, which was originally played by Barbra Streisand. The role of Bryce first went to actress Beanie Feldstein, who would later leave the production over creative issues. The role was then handed to Lea Michele, despite the controversy surrounding her conduct behind the scenes during her time on the hit TV show Glee. Associate Arts and Life editor Zoe Leone says that even though the show is now bringing in money and praise, the recasting of Bryce will always be associated with production.
In opinion, managing editor Nicole McIsaac says the holidays haven't felt the same since she began college. For many students, the weeks leading up to winter break are packed full of chaos and piles of work to do. According to a 2022 study from research.com, 31% of college students say finals and midterms are their top source of stress. While McIsaac is grateful for the opportunity to continue her studies in higher education, she says it certainly doesn't feel like the most wonderful time of the year.
Staff writer Joe Basque believes reliable journalism is a dying art. Basque believes journalism is becoming a gateway for people to push agendas and conspiracy theories. This comes after the media's treatment of an assassination attempt against the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Read more of Basque's piece in this week's issue.
In this week's issue, sports editor Ethan Hurwitz and managing editor Nicole McIsaac debate the best music streaming service, Spotify or Apple Music. Hurwitz says Spotify's various features like joint playlists, Spotify Wrapped, Release Radar, and Discover playlists allow for an entirely unique and custom listening experience. But McIsaac says Spotify's music selection falls short, with only 80 million songs compared to Apple's 100 million. For most college students, it all comes down to cost. And according to Hurwitz, that's where Spotify takes the lead. The app's entire library is free to any user regardless of their subscription, and it has plenty of special deals that won't break the bank.
In a letter from November 16th, Turlo McConnell, the chair of the Ireland Great Hunger Board, wrote a letter to Quinnipiac University's Board of Trustees to reopen a museum. You can read the full letter in this week's issue.
In sports, the Quinnipiac Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Esports team took home its first MAC conference title in March, but the road to victory was full of hurdles. The esports team lacked a consistent playing space, funding, and reliable internet connection. Now, its title win and new esports lab have changed everything. The Smash team quickly transformed from a regional to a national program, and its new streaming service has brought monetary partnerships to the club. With better resources, the Bobcats are bound for success.
2 years after the Quinnipiac men's soccer team suffered a tragic MAC championship loss on home soil, the Bobcats climbed their way up to a MAC championship win. The journey to the top was momentous, but had a lot of bumps in the road on the way to victory. Read more of staff writer Michael Ciccoli's review of the Bobcats season.
The Quinnipiac men's basketball team scored a close 81-72 win over Dartmouth on November 15th. Head coach Baker Dunleavy says this season's success could be due to the squad's win-now mentality and dynamic new recruits. But he adds the Bobcats still have some improvements to make, especially when it comes to free throws. The team hopes to correct their mistakes before they face Holy Cross on December 7th and Lafayette on December 10th. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Christian McCray. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. We will see you guys next semester. Happy holidays!